All right, good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. James Copeland with you along with Ray Rothgeb from the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Thank you, James.
Yeah, thanks for coming down here on a wonderful Thursday. So what do you have for us today? You got some events coming up.
Well, we have an event at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's called IMAC Forever. IMAC is Independence Historical Museum and Art Center.
Okay, yes. Okay. That was my first question, so that's good. That's good. I'm new to the area, so I'm still learning all the acronyms and such.
To distinguish it from IMAC, it's IHMAC, I guess, okay. With the H in there.
That's great.
And the forever is an indication of what our project is about. We have a building that was built in 1912. It's a building on the National Register of Historic Places. It's a monument to the federal architecture at the time. And the building's also located in historic downtown Independence. It's also a designated historic district. It was built at a time when architects were allowed to regionalize, so it's unique, as many of the federal buildings were at that time in the early 1900s. And we are pleased to have had occupancy of that building since 1963.
Wow. And when you say the architects regionalized, that means they had some, I guess, liberty in the region as far as their style, or what?
Exactly. If you can probably will notice that a lot of federal buildings, particularly post offices, built before 1910, no matter where they were in the country, looked very much like what came out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where the architectural plans
sure.
came from.
And they just copied and said, all right, that's what you built.
Basically, that's it. And I think it was 1910 that changed, and they allowed regional architectural design.
Gotcha. No, that's very
so
cool.
We're very proud of the building. The fact that it has been occupied, it's still there rather than a parking lot.
Yeah, and it looks like just a beautiful building. It looks great.
It is a beautiful building.
A
and since you mentioned that, that's part of what the project is about.
Keep it beautiful, yeah.
Keep it beautiful, but to keep it sound and solid and allow us to enhance the building and the amenities so that we can maintain it as a cultural community for the center. When it was purchased in 1963, it was actually purchased by a group called the Ladies Library and Art, who were actually established in 1882, so it's a longtime organization. That evolved into the Independence Historical Museum, Inc., and then eventually into the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, which is interesting because it was actually an art center before it was a museum, because the women in the late 1800s were collecting artwork for the community.
Okay.
So it's got a long history. And the project is basically to restore the stonework, fill the cracks and crevices in the building to keep it from leaking, repair windows that are dry rotting and in some cases falling out, interior painting, floors, and then adding some amenities like humidifiers and air conditioning, which we desperately need on part of the facility, and some additional amenities that will sustain this facility and the institution far into the future as a sustainable entity.
So do you have a dollar goal for the actual fundraiser there?
Well, it just so happens we do. We're after $500,000. $500,000. And that would be, we hopefully, the minimum we can raise to cover all of the projects that include what I just talked about, including some other amenities like some storage, reasonable storage space, lighting, a marquee, a number of other small things that are wrapped into the package. It's a little bit of an unusual fundraiser in that respect because we're not going for just one thing. And it's a little bit unusual in that it's not just happening tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's the kickoff for a 3-year campaign. So it will run until 2025 for us to get everything, the money we need to do all of the amenities.
So you mentioned the kickoff. Is that going to be an open event for people to come to? How is that going to work?
Open event. It's 7 o'clock at the museum, 123 North 8th Street. And we will expose the plan in detail, put dollar figures to different aspects of the plan, and allow people to pledge or donate, well, they will have that opportunity to begin that process Friday night.
Okay, that's very good. Anything else you'd like to mention as far as this goes?
Well, yes, something that's related to the museum. The museum is more than a museum. It is an art center, as I mentioned, but it's also a cultural center from this perspective. Right now, there's an art show that has been going on for a couple of weeks. There's over 600 works of art in this show. But what's unique about this art show, it's regional people. It's people from this area. People have taken art classes in the museum, and they're instructors, so they're professional artists. And many of those works are for sale. And the museum gets a percentage of that sale, so that's very helpful. And then on October 1st, we have the Metal Lark Lounge coming up.
Yes.
And that's always a popular event, a nice casual evening, sitting around tables and enjoying some original music. I'm sure that Mike Flood will talk with you sometime about that
next,
event.
It's going to be the 23rd at 8:40 a.m.
All right.
It's on the
good
calendar.
Mike will do a great job.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to that. Now, say if someone is just interested in checking out the museum and art center, when are you open? When can people come by?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. You can also get a great deal of information about the museum, including some of its exhibits and activities, at ihmac.org, or just Google Independence Historical Museum and you'll find the webpage.
Okay. Yeah.
And on that webpage, we've got an events tab. You can see what's going, what's coming up in the future, information about art, about our music programs, and about exhibits and other activities at the museum.
Excellent. Ray, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, I'd just like to invite anybody to come and join us. And of course, we're always open. We're open 12 months a year. We maintain those hours with the exception on holidays, and have some exciting events coming up. So visit us at ihmac.org.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to plugging some more of those events and letting people know how they can help out, because really it's a piece of our community, and I think it seems like a very worthy cause.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, Ray, I really appreciate it. We're going to actually start open line for all of you who are waiting. No, not yet. Not yet. I see that call coming in. You got to hold on. We'll start open line right after this here on the Mighty 690.